Good morning and welcome to the October 8, 2019 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have minutes of October 1st. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have none at this time.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You see that picture on the wall? What I'd like to know is why, when these guys come in for zoning changes, planning and zoning, or board of adjustments, why are they not required to go upstairs and do the mapping and make sure that those lines are absolute correct? Can it be done? Yes, it can. Because I know Providence, that's what their job is upstairs. So why aren't they required to do that? Because then when you guys are working on it, you can actually tell that, wait a minute, just like there, to the left, look at how close it is to the house. Look at the one to the right. So those lines are definitely not right. The next line over is right through the building. So something's wrong there. So if either one of them came in for zoning change or conditional use or board of adjustments, how do you know what they truly need? When you go upstairs, because I've done it personally, went up there and had them do my own property and plus next to it to make sure. And there's guys up there that know how to do it, and they know how to do it correctly. So it should show up. So do you know, hey, the guy's in the right, area. This way, you don't know what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lawson, your report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The county administrator's report for October 8th, 2019. Item number one. Sussex County Emergency Operations Center will host its 20th annual 911 Awareness Day on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Public Safety Complex located at 21911 Rudder Lane near Georgetown. The event is held each year to give the public a better understanding of how the 911 center operates, as well as gives citizens a glimpse into how police, firefighter, medical personnel, and emergency dispatchers work each day to save lives. The event also attracts hundreds of fifth grade students from throughout the county who spend the day watching and taking part in demonstrations that reinforce safety and preparedness. This year's event will feature a fun and information-filled day of safety demonstrations and emergency vehicles on display. From police canines subduing pretend perpetrators to fire trucks, EMS units, and police units. In addition to tours of the 911 center, displays and activities will include the Delaware State Police Canine Team, the Blades Fire Company Safety House, State Fire Marshal's Office, the State Fire School, and the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, as well as the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. The event is sponsored by Sussex County and the Delaware State Police, which jointly operate the 911 center. It's free and open to the public. The rain date is scheduled for next Thursday, October 17th. Item number two, a reminder, council will not meet next Tuesday, October 15th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be October 22nd at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, while he's coming down, I do want to comment on the 911 Awareness Day. If anybody hasn't been to that, it's a great day to go visit out there. I think this year, they told me yesterday, we're going to have between 1,500 and 2,000 fifth graders. Mm-hmm. They arrive at 9, leave at about 2, so it's interesting to watch all the things they do. Mr. Mr. Bedlarz.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. I want to give you an FYI in response to public comment is the Planning Department, Engineering Department, and the Mapping Team are actively working on the improvements to the parcel layer. It's a very complex issue, and we will be able to make some good progress by the end of this year.
Thank you, sir.
So, first one up, town of Georgetown. I was present at the Georgetown Council meeting a couple weeks ago, and the Georgetown Town Council touched on the three items listed on the agenda. The first one, the town of Georgetown, the latest to join the Biosolids Regional Facility under the standard agreement, and the town council voted on the agreement and approved the agreement pending the Sussex County Council's concurrence and execution of it. So that would be the first one. You remember, we already have four parties. Rehoboth, Seaford, Lewis Board of Public Works, and Artesian are already our biosolids partners, in addition to our own facilities. So that makes Georgetown the fifth external biosolids partner. And we have about room in our schedule for one more partner. I'm still looking actively to see whether the town of Selbyville and or another municipality would like to join us. So we have four different motions for the four different issues. You want me to go to the second item or?
Sure, whenever you're ready for any motions you want to read.
Okay, then I'd like to introduce you to the first motion associated with the biosolids agreement, which is which is, by the way, our standard agreement, which you have seen four times before. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Council approve the biosolids handling agreement with the town of Georgetown as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I got a question.
Mr. Burton.
So you have room for one more. What happens after that? There's just if another municipality wants to come on, what do they do?
We really have three left in the county. It would be Milton, Millsboro, and Selbyville. Everybody else is integrated into the regional facility. And when I say we have left with the way we intend to operate, certain months of the year around the clock. Certain months of the year left for maintenance and upkeep of the facility. So there's some give and take in the schedule. And right now, with the staffing we anticipate, it easily accommodates one more. If we were to expand our scheduled months, we could probably bring in two more. Then that's sort of the limit. And I don't see, you know, like, for example, Millsboro has never expressed any interest in joining the county's regional facility. There has been discussions with Tidewater on Milton, and obviously I've been to the Selbyville Council meeting. So there's, you know, I think we can truly accommodate these two without making too many, without any changes I can bring Selbyville in.
So, but there's only three that don't currently have an agreement.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Where is Delmar Delawater's?
Their facility is in Maryland and is permitted under Maryland law.
How about Laurel?
Laurel has a lagoon system and they have no sludge removal. So long term, I've been talking to the manager in Laurel. Yes, long term they have to
do something.
But it's not for today. It's probably not for tomorrow.
Sure. Okay. Any more questions?
Same answer for Wilson Hill, right?
Pardon me?
Wilson Hill,
same thing, be a long-term project, yeah.
Long-term.
Wilson Hill will be a long-term project, yes.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I was going to say yes, I just modeled it. Sure it's going.
Yes, a yes vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My vote, yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. So the next one up is, and believe it or not, when I spoke to the town council, I had to admit, in all my years as town engineer, I did not realize that there is no interconnection between the municipal water system of Georgetown and our coastal business park water system. So they're only separated by a couple of thousand feet, not even that much, across the end of the runway. And it is sort of it's inconceivable that we haven't done it before. So the town voted in principle to authorize an agreement to be drafted, and they asked us to do the initial, and we sort of structured very much like one of the existing ones we have, and as a matter of fact, very similar to Allendale's. But the really what it boils down to, we would exchange bulk water at the, everybody pays the same rate. If we had a problem, they have a problem, goes back and forth, and obviously during an emergency, if there's a large draw on one side versus the other side, it would automatically flow in either direction. The town council said they would cover 50% of the expense. That would be the entire project expense. And so they have asked for the agreement, once you, in principle, agree to the idea, that it be brought back before town council, and then ultimately for a final vote before county council. So it's a great thing. I think we should have done it a while ago. I think long term, you know, it allows, I sort of set the limits, similar so we can provide the maximum amount. We can't provide the entire town. So if all the town facilities go down, we cannot supply the town of Georgetown. They would have to zone it off in such a way that certain areas can be served. They can certainly supply all of us, and so that's the limits are set. They would send as much over, so we could be shut down for a day or two or three, while we can produce about one third of their supply, so we send that over.
Do you have a motion for that?
I have a motion for the draft, yes. We be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the draft water interconnection agreement with the town of Georgetown in principle.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
How much Wilson. Is it going to cost us to do all that?
I would say it's less than $100,000, which was the town paying half of that.
What's going to happen, Mr. Baxter? He's not going to take the water from town.
Remember, that's potable water. We're not talking sewer. The sewer is on the third bullet coming up in a minute.
This is water. If something happens to their system or our system, it's drinkable water.
That's how they put it to work through Mr. Baxter's irrigation system.
No, that's their wastewater.
Wastewater goes through that?
Yeah, yes. That's wastewater.
Treated wastewater.
I kind of doubt that.
It's treated, Councilman, treated.
It's treated before Mr. Baxter puts that
yes.
water on the ground, right?
That is correct.
That's yeah. what I figured.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
So what's going to happen to that water?
Coming no. up in a second.
Coming, Mr. Burton.
But this is only for our business park.
Strictly for our business park, yes.
So it's just that acreage mm-hmm. there.
Yes. And it's also written in such a way that we can't just willy-nilly expend our system. No, that, I mean, you know, like it's intended for the entities as they exist today.
Okay. It would also be the industrial park, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the whole coastal yeah, business okay. park. Yeah. Phase, the old one and the new one. Coastal,
the new business park.
No, coastal business park.
Yeah, okay. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Carey. And next, sir?
The next one deals exactly what Councilman Wilson was touching on. You know, the town of Georgetown is somewhat flow limited, and we, in our wastewater agreement, have the option to surrender capacity to the town. We get reimbursed through the impact fee process, and we pay the same rates by going east versus where we are today. So the town council expects that we surrender this. We now have a timeline when Artesian believes they can have the service available. So it is prudent for us to exercise our 1 year notice. We have to give the town 1 year notice. Then the town has a limited time, a couple of months, where they can respond to us whether they will join us before we start the design process. Again, it's not a very difficult extension for us. Our connection point is at the intersection of the railroad and Park Avenue. It's literally, again, half a mile down the railroad track, or alongside the railroad track. And we will have to make a decision on how we design it based on whether the town will join us or not. But under any circumstance, the first step is something which is called the capacity surrender. That's an official letter, which has to be, you know, I have to reference a council action. The county engineer can't just initiate this. So This is in anticipation of our, in accordance with our agreement, and in anticipation of relieving some of the pressure on the spray irrigation the town has limitations on. And at this point, we're ready to make that move.
Right. Is it going to be cheaper for the town?
It will free up the capacity, Councilman, because the agreement we have with Georgetown and with Artesian, the rate is the same. We pay the same per 1,000 gallon, whether we pump west or east.
How much is that?
We pay right now approximately $7 a 1,000 gallons to the town of Georgetown.
It's about 7 cents, something like that.
7 cents it would be.
So in essence, we're taking our product and going to Artesian with it versus town of Georgetown, which yes. frees up their system with some capacity if they need to.
Yes, and gives them the opportunity to also join us.
Join us, we all to go to Artesian.
Which, to a degree, not all of it, but enough for them to. And I expect, from what the town council was discussing, I expect they will join us with a certain number, they will give us a number.
Yeah, you think it'd be a good move for them also. Yes. Any questions?
And Mr. Baxter, have you talked to Mr. Baxter about this?
I talk to Mr. Baxter frequently, but I'm not about that particular subject.
It'd be nice to know that. It'd be nice for him to know.
I think he will have plenty of water left. I don't think there.
He'll have plenty of water. Okay.
No, for that, for the reason, Councilman, even if the town joins us to the fullest extent they're allowed under the agreement, it would still only remove about 85% of the only 15% of the flow. 85% of the flow would remain. So you can see the it's not a.
I know at harvest time he don't want no work probably.
No, it's a. I think he would probably be welcoming the somewhat less water.
And I'm sorry.
Ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion.
Be the move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the capacity to surrender under the agreement for wastewater services with the town of Georgetown.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Next is the EMS station, the paramedic station north of Seaford. Station number, I have to always, I get this, 110-200. I don't know how this number comes about, but 110 station 200 is, there's two moving parts. You've authorized the number of steps we're working through. One is obviously the agreement with the city of Seaford for the water service extension. Ms. Kleinstuber and myself have drafted up the agreement. It is now at the city for review, and you should be seeing that in the next 2 weeks, probably early November, I should have it for your approval. That opens the timeline up for the EMS station to be built with central water service from the city of Seaford. You also asked us to move out the demolition process, which we have advertised the demolition of the Pet Emporium, and that project came in approximately 50%, a little bit more than 50% less than as it was identified on a general contractor's bid. So that's some, you know, I mean, a significant savings. It was 120 some thousand before, so 50% less. We're essentially saving $60,000, and it only cost us $60,000 to do the demolition. We have a good contractor, Swain Excavation, you know, we're all familiar with them, out of Lincoln, and so we have a recommendation for the award. And we had a good number of bids, so that was a good. Have a motion. Be the move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract C-20-03, Building Demolition and Site Restoration, be awarded to Swain Excavating, Inc. for the total bid of $59,948.75.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
When will that begin?
They tend to get it done before the end of the year, so. And it includes the site. Building site and the surrounding concrete, not the asphalt. We're leaving the asphalt in place for the staging entrances to the future building for the EMS.
So it'll just be a concrete pad.
Nope, the pad will be gone.
Pad will be gone too.
Dirt.
And when do we expect to have the new station open?
Less than 24 months.
From the time the demolition is complete?
From today.
From today.
And that has to do with the water main extension.
And this is in Seaford, right?
That is in
North Seaford.
North Seaford.
Up near Hearns Pond.
Probably poor way of spending money away. I go by Seaford Hospital, our paramedics sitting there all the time. We go down to Bridgeville's one there. So the time they're going to run together, so I can't see why we even got one there.
So we're going to be folding this is going to be the unit that's currently in Bridgeville or the currently?
Blades.
The one in Blades is going to be moving there. And the one in Bridgeville is going to remain?
Correct.
But they will be close together.
So Blades will have further ride now to get in Blades.
Excuse me. What? I'm sorry.
Now that's start right. Now they're going to start right in Blades.
No, they're going to. Well, there are now, but when they get this done, they're going to be up there north of Seaford.
I thought it'd be better for them being Blades.
Well, Sam, this is there. They run these numbers and say it should be located in a certain spot for all the runs we make. So they're the ones picked the spot. We didn't.
Well, they're after on the dual highway. They only got about 5 miles between them.
Yeah. Well, they got to go all the way to Reliance, too, keeping that line. So
yeah.
Everything west of Seaford, they do that there, too, yeah. It could be a pretty good ride for you.
We also have a lease at Blades, which we lease the property at Blades, which we'll get out of. And this property is located strategically on 13A that goes into Seaford, where most of their runs are made, as well as on a crossover of the highway. So a very strategic location.
Now, that's in Seaford. Is in Blades, is in a Far House?
No, they rent from a private owner right off the highway in Blades.
I never saw it.
Near the guide building.
What? Yeah.
Guide building.
It's on Brickyard Road.
Well, that's almost a secret.
Any more questions? Questions? Okay, we'll take a vote.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I would, yeah, motion carries. I would just ask, they don't tear anything down until after October 22nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because the fire department's still using that building for a couple of things until then, so.
Yes, because it's, by the time they have the contract, yes, I cannot see it be, but I'll make a note of it.
Thank you.
10-22.
And next, Inland Bays Environmental Engineering Services.
That speaks to a number of the environmental projects which are underway, and it touches on two of you've touched it twice. There was an RFP, which is the underlying RFP for environmental professional services, which was awarded to RK&K. And then there was the amendments initially created for three of the tasks in addition to the base contract. So when you look at the base contract dealt with primarily setting up the water quality enhancement program, but also implementations. The other one was the buffer ordinance, was the Bridgeville branch support, and the one in between, why can I not think about it, but it was the, give me a second, I have to look back up. The airport, how can I forget the airport?
The coastal airport.
The coastal airport. So, having said that, all five of these components are moving forward at different pace. And I have to apologize. There's obviously you knew about the buffer side. You gave us sort of the great momentum, move ahead, go beyond the initial definition ordinance. So you probably expected that we exceeded that placeholder initial amount. But that same happened at the Bridgeville branch, and I should have appeared before you earlier on that particular item, task number 3, Bridgeville branch restoration, which is a joint project we're doing with the Sussex Conservation District. They're really in charge of it. The consultants are working for them as a project design team, but they're working under our contract. That was approved by council, that particular arrangement, but we should have appeared here earlier, so my apologies for that. But the other items, restructuring the scopes and restructuring the dollar amounts, moving some money out of actually the program generation into the Bridgeville branch credit tabulation that you have to actually present the credits to the DNRC. So that's a documentation effort. In addition to refinancing the remaining phase of the buffer ordinance creation and financing the appropriate design, now that we want to do, we know what we want to do at the airport. And keep in mind, the airport splits in two drainage basins. RKNK is working on the southern drainage basin, which goes in the Eli Walls drainage basin ditch. Becker Morgan, under the agreement for the Coastal Business Park stormwater overall design development, they're doing that stormwater component, which deals with when you could drive into the airport from the old terminal building north, and the business park drains into the Peterkins drainage basin. They're working on that one. Different contract. They had that initially. They kept on working on it, and they're within their scope. So these are sort of the moving parts, and because they are different tasks, we actually have several different motions dealing with the amended scopes for each of the tasks, plus the transfer from one or the other, the base contract, to task three. So if I may just start you with one, so we start the discussions and then we go from there.
Is that read your first motion, then we'll see what kind of questions we got, and we'll...
And go from there, right?
Yeah.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department Amendment Number 1 through 3 to the professional services contract with RKNK be increased in these respective amounts. $78,000, that's buffer. $90,400 is the airport, and $69,300 Bridge Real Branch, allowing for expanded and more definite scopes to provide specialized assistance addressing a wide range of environmental issues.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions?
Doesn't all the water go to Indian River watershed?
Please repeat that, Councilman.
Does all that water go to Indian River watershed?
Not all of it, because the...
Where's that going to go? That's paying? Or to the...
The airport work all goes in the Indian River watershed.
That's what I thought.
The Bridge Rail Branch is clearly in the Chesapeake. So we have the programmatic approach covers all of Sussex County. As a matter of fact, I am currently reviewing the umbrella agreement which we drafted up, which goes to DNRC.
You said about Chesapeake. Where's water? You said something about water going to Chesapeake?
A Bridgeville Branch flows into the Nanticoke, which flows into the Chesapeake. So.
Is water going to Bridgeville?
Yes. That's the project. That's task.
That's all the way around.
That's task number 3.
So it's almost like running uphill. all this water on this east side here should go to Indian River watershed.
It does. The way I think we're saying, Councilman Wilson, is the Bridgeville we're talking about is when they close down Bridgeville's treatment plant.
Yeah.
They're going to redo that ditch.
And go right to Seaver.
It goes to Seaver now. Mm-hmm. It's always going to Seaver. It goes to Nanticoke, yeah.
Yes. And that, there's two components to this. One is the actual design for the branch restoration, and the other one is the credit documentation and putting the ledger together for that, because these are two things. So these are two distinct items.
What I can understand is why you're running water in your river going down towards Bridgeville.
We're not.
I mean, the airport, I should say.
It's two different projects. The first one, the airport on both ditches, so we're is going to Indian River.
So technically we're voting on two projects one time.
Three projects. There's three things in this one motion.
If you throw one project at a time, it'd be enough for me to catch on.
Okay.
Remember the first dollar amount, that being the 70.
Sure. Is for buffers.
Is for the continuation through adoption of the ordinance for the buffer work.
That is
countywide. The second one is the Eli Walls project, which is Indian River related. The third one is Bridgeville Branch project, which is Chesapeake related.
How big is buffers? I thought we put a buffer in this.
No, this is the buffer project that they've been working on.
I'm not
yeah. No, it, it, he did. But remember they came to us a couple weeks ago, the working group that worked on this thing?
I know.
With some recommendations. Now they got to move forward and get an ordinance drawn up and decide on what all these possible credits are and that kind of stuff. So it's all the things in one motion.
We're going to move on later on.
Later on, we'll deal with buffers as far as a motion.
Okay.
Yeah, but as far as that, and the ordinance, yes, sir.
That is for the technical assistance piece.
Correct. Any more questions?
I got one question. Are there time limits on this arcane case?
So there's some pretty
dollar amount. Is there
On the Bridgeville branch? There's very stringent time limits. That's why that project sort of moved much faster, because if you recall, we had it initially as a green project reserve under the Western Sussex. Then we threw that as a matching fund under the Chesapeake program, which the district applied for, and they got. And when they got that, it came with a 2-year implementation deadline. So hence, very, very stringent timelines on it. Which began then. We're already in it. We're already 9 months in. I mean, we really need to move on this, need to wrap the design up and get the project underway. The buffer, you have an expectation what the timeline is, and, you know, like we certainly feel that that's not going on indefinite.
So did we give RK&K that is part of their contract a timeline?
Definitely on the Bridgeville Branch Task 3, there is a definite timeline. On the other one, it's whatever Mr. Lawson's timeline is, it's their timeline. The one in the middle, the one for the coastal airport, is more flexible because it's our own project. We have our improvements to the airport are right now on the northern drainage portion side, so we can be a little bit more flexible timeline-wise on that Eli Walls project. But having said that, you know, like, there's limited resources on the consultant side, so we know Bridgeville Branch has to be completed, the buffer ordinance has to be worked on. On the main task of developing the credit program, the water quality enhancement program, that, you know, like, DNRC expects us to work on this diligently, so, you know, is there a hard timeline? It has to be finished by the end of the year? No, but there's expectations.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
So the second one is the transfer, where you're transferring monies out of the initial base contract into Task 3 for the credit documentation on the Bridgeville Branch project. And that would be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council approve the transfer of $28,000 from the base professional environmental contract with RK&K to Amendment Number 3.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll
second. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will get motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to the Herring Creek. You've touched Herring Creek several times, over the course of the years. This has followed my career in Sussex County from pretty much day one to today. And this is the first construction contract which deals with all the pump station installations. USDA-funded project, USDA approval process, USDA contract documents, et cetera, et cetera. However, USDA has no wage rate, so we took it on ourselves, with Ms. Jennings' concurrence, to tag on the pump stations for Chapel Branch, which is our other sewer district expansion, so, and the Robinson Hill Road pump station. So we really got a very good bid package here, because we had 9 pump stations we were bidding at the same time. And we've got a good economy of scale. We're slightly less than our engineers' estimates, which is very surprising in that very tight bidding climate. And so we are pleased that this one is going forward the way it is. Next project in Herring Creek, as well as Chapel Branch, as well as Robinson, are the gravity sewer pieces. The first one up is Robinsonville Road. It's currently, we're going to advertise it this week, so you will see that within a few weeks. Chapel Branch not far behind, and Herring Creek Phase 2, which is Pine Water Farms, Pine Water Woods, Heron Creek Estates, that whole northern little peninsula, that will be early of next year with the bid. So you'll see pump stations today, 3 gravity contracts within the next 3 months. So that sort of gives you an idea. We're tying these all together.
You have a motion.
Do we have enough people out to use it?
For these 3 projects, Councilman, you remember these are the first 2, Heron Creek and Chapel Branch, are remediation projects. So we have built-in customers from day one, 1,500 customers.
So it's going to be hard to get enough money from users to pay for it.
No, it's just the opposite.
Got plenty of money.
Yes, because we have, the rates are established. And, oh, by the way, you have approved that we're going to a referendum again for Chapel Branch to change the assessment method. That is Saturday, not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from now.
Any more questions?
I just recalling being at the dinner for the Center for the Inland Bays, and he pointed out that 25 years ago there were 12 discharge pipes around the Inland Bays pumping directly out into the water, and today they were 0. And I just think it's efforts like this that are really put a lot of hope into seeing the bays completely restored over time.
You didn't fish dinner? Are you waiting dinner?
I haven't fished there in a while.
I'll borrow you in blood.
Mr. Burton, is there still a competitive business, bidding environment for this?
I was pleasantly surprised. If you look at the summary attached, you can see there were some very wide-ranging bids, anywhere from 5.2 to 10 million. So our estimate was 5.5. And so I think, I was sitting in your seat, by the way, when we opened the bids, and the first one we opened was $10 million, and I had to swallow really hard. But it is, because that would have put some wrinkles in our business, yes.
So who got the bid?
It's a company out of Salisbury. They're sort of a newer company, but I've worked with their construction manager before, so I'm familiar with him, and we're comfortable with the approach. So I feel we can do this. But to refer it back to Councilman Riley's statement, Herring Creek is the equivalent of removing the city of Rehoboth from the bay in terms of nutrients.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion for the overall contract. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S20-06, Herring Creek and Chapel Branch Sanitary Sewer Districts, West Robinson Over Road Development Area Pump Stations be awarded to Chesapeake Turf LLC for their base bid of $5,256,760, contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Mr. Wilson.
Wouldn't it be wise for us to take that water they're putting in the creek there and put it in our sewer and clean it up and put it back in her, put it back in that creek again? Put that water back in the creek?
In so many words, that's what we're doing. It's going to the Inland Bays facility.
That's what it's about.
And, it's a full-blown spray irrigation facility, and we have actually the approved alternate outlets. One of them is the RIB facility at Route 5, which, strangely enough, is directly connected to the branch.
There you go. Any more questions?
I thought it'd be clean enough to bring down Greenwood down to Bridgeville, down to Seaford, and they're putting an Anchor River, so why we have to pump it so far?
We are not pumping it that far, only about half a mile.
There you go.
Good to me.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You have a full day.
Yes, I do.